Okay, last time we discussed the sugya of sichas akever below dam, and I said we come back to the raiva that I didn't have in front of me last time, just to make a couple aros and clarify shitas or some things that the raiva writes. So the raiva in the Rabbi Buchwald edition is Simon Aleph Shar Tikkun Avestos Os Kaf Aleph, and he's working off the Gemara on the bottom of Kaf Aleph Amun Aleph. The Gemara quotes a brisa of the kachasa shnayim ulishlishi hipila. So a woman is having the koshi associated with leda, which causes dam to come out. And then on day three, she miscarries. The enu das my pila, she doesn't know what she miscarried. Meaning, is it an afel, in which case there's tumas leda, or is it ruach ba'alma? Is it nothing of substance? So she's definitely was seeing dam. The question is that tumas leda, that it was really an afel, and therefore she's tmei tumas leda, or if there was no leda, it was only ruach ba'alma, but at least that's dam ziva, and then she's tmei because of ziva. Or, as Rashi explains over here, maybe it's really neither. Maybe the dam was dam koshi, was dam that's associated with the precursor to labor, which is not mitame, and therefore there's no dam ziva either. So the Gemara says, Nivia korban ve'enu nechal. According to Tanakama, she brings a korban, it's not nechal. What's a cheshvin? She brings a chata sa'of and an ola sa'of, because manav shach, she's chayav a korban either for tumas leda or for tumas ziva, but eino nechal, because maybe it's actually neither. Maybe the dam is dam koshi. Maybe it wasn't really dam ziva, and there was no tumas leda, and therefore it's not nechal. Meaning that it. You are allowed to be makriv, but if it shouldn't have been a korban, so then it's a nevela because you did malika nashkita, and malika is only matir a korban, it's not matir regular chulin. And Rabbi Shua says, that no, there definitely was dam. So the only shaila is whether it was dam ziv or whether she's tamei tumas leda. But anyway, slice it. There's definitely a chi of korban, definitely a chi of chatas of that she could be makriv and that could be nechal. Okay, so that's the gemara over here. So the Ravid, explaining that gemara, writes as follows. And therefore, there's definitely going to be a chi of korban. So you don't see dam. Velo yad inan idam tamehu idam tarhu. We don't know if it's dam tameh or dam tahor. So yesho zichas akevel odam, fine. But maybe it's dam tahor. Maybe that's the part of the dam koshi, the dam that is a precursor to leda, which is not dam tameh. Vamay nachal, how can you eat the carbon? Lechash demo dam tahor. So the Gemara seems to present it the way the Ravid explains that according, if you say yesho zichas akevel odam, there definitely was dam, and therefore there's definitely a chi of carbon. There's no concern of eating a korban that eating this chatas of a bala safek if there's no chi of korban. Meaning, anyway, it's like, so there's a chi of korban, and we're not worried about the possibility that you did a leak on chulin. Alma, kevin derov damim shabim makor tmeim haim, kevadai mishavin alu. So it must be that even though it's we say, and it's conceivable that the dam is dam tahor, not dam tameh, because doesn't mean the Yavsha was sikh lekevel adam tame. If the Yavsha was sikh lekevel adam, could be dam tarva or dam tame. But since rov dam and shabu makor are tameim, so we treat that as a vadai. Therefore, we allow her to bring the carbon and eat it. You're putting a lot of stock into this robe because it's potentially matter to Isurim. Number on the Isurim, the Vela, meaning you did Malika Nashkita, and if it's not a carbon, that's in the Vela. And number two, the Isur of Chulin Bazara.
Clarify, dam tame and dam
tahor
means she's
tame
or she's
tahor,
but the dam, everyone agrees
with makor makom tame. Everyone agrees with makor makom tame, but it's not going to be matame her, and it's not going to be mechayev her or
karba. Why wouldn't it be matame?
Because it's not dam ziva. We're talking about the two possible karbanos here, either because of timas leda. So dam tahor, if there's no leda, if she's only mapela, so ruach ba'alma, so then there's no timas leda. Or Tumaziva, but for Tumaziva, it has to be Dam Ziva. If it's Dam Koshi, that's Nam Ziva, that's Dam Tahor, that is Minamakor. If it's not Dam Ziva, it's not a Chayav a carbon for a Zava.
So she'll be Tame.
She'll be Tame, but she's not going to be Chayav as a carbon. Right. So as the Ravid says, the strength of this Rove is so great that it even allows you to potentially violate Tu Isurim, meaning we're going with this Rove and we treat it as a Vadai, to the extent that we allow that which otherwise could potentially have been Nevela and Chulin Bazar. Yep. And the Baal Mor is Masig. No, no Raya. When we say EF Shav Zichas HaKevel Adam, it means Velo Dam Tome. EF Shav Zichas HaKevel Adam means that inevitably, even if you don't see it, there must be Dam Tome, that is Yotzei Min HaMakor. So not just that we're relying on a rove to get a vadai. No, that it's inevitable that there definitely was dam tame, which comes out. So Rabbi Kiveger points out in the tshuva, kama simen kufnim kes, kama simen kufnim kes, nafkamina between the Ravid and the Baal Amor is, let's say you have a psichos hakever, and you see dam tahor. However, you're able to identify that the dam that's coming out is dam tahor. So according to the Ravid, if there's a psichos hakever, the only dam that you see is verifiable dam tahor, then the woman is going to be mutaris, because you don't have to be choshek that there's additional dam tame that came out. Yesh psichos hakever lo dam means below any dam, but it could be dam tahor. The robe is dam tame, but it could be dam tahor. And if you're able to establish that it's dam tahor, then the woman is going to be mutaris. Whereas according to the Baal Mor, that yesh psichos hakever lo dam means below dam tame, then even if you see dam tahor coming out, there's still inevitably dam tame that we might have missed, but we have to treat the woman as asura because of the dam tame that must have come out with the sichas hakever. Okay, and to Yoni's question from last time on the Magen Mishnah, so you said the Bar Ilan took out the word Od Kasser Sham?
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense because it doesn't read so well without it. But I didn't see anyone in the Frankel take it out. But I think it reads smoother if you take out the Od Kasser Sham, because then what the Ravid is saying, what the Baal Mor is saying, is that no, it should be that Shitas Rabbanan is Asho Sichas HaKavel Adam, and therefore that should be true Lalacha. And he says, the Ravid himself, he doesn't say it, but if you look in the and the Ashina Neskos on the side of the Frankel, he points out the Ravid himself in Shara Prisha. What he means there is that the Ravid in Shara Prisha at least presents shitos that whittle down the application of Yeshua Sikhs HaKabal Adam. Number one, the position of the Shilta said it doesn't apply within 40, may not apply to a smaller size opening / Vlad. And then the Magen Mishnah says, but anyway, even if that's the case, and even if you want to minimize what the Ravid writes, but it's definitely the Sheet of other Rishonim that la lacha yev shar l'msichas a kaver below that. Okay. So with that, let's move on to the other topic that emerges from the E.F. Shal of Sikhat HaKabal Adam Sugin Lav Kof Aleph, and that is the question of Dam Bishvo Feres. So the Gemara has about 10 long lines down, the Shaila of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Baimine Rabbi Yirmiyah Vzeira, Rabbi Yirmiyah, who had a penchant for asking off the beaten track questions. Aroa Dam Bishvo Feres Mahu. So what's the din? If a woman sees Dam Bishvo Feres, if you insert a catheter, you insert a straw, a tube, and Dam comes out of the tube, what's the status of a Dam? Do we say Bibisara Amar Rahman of Bishvo Feres? So is there such a drasha that it has to be Bibisara, that the Dam has to leave the Rachem and find its way internally in the body to the prostar in order to be tame or metame? Odilma, hi bibisara mi baile shemetame mi bifnim kibachutz. Or maybe that's telling you the din that the dam is metame even before it leaves a woman's body, but not necessarily to the exclusion of Bishvo Feres. Another Gemara says that both drashas may hold, Shvami Natarti, and that's what emerges as the maskana that Lukuli Alma, Dam Bishvo Feres is not Mitame. Why should that be the case? Why should Dam Bishvo Feres not be Mitame? So Rashi, Dibra Maskel, the Tanakama, has a lashon of Mishum Chatzitza, that if the dam is being funneled through a Shvaferes, so then there's a Chatzitza between the dam and the Bisara, and the prost, or the area in the body where the dam needs to emerge in order to be tameh. And since there's no direct contact between the dam of Shafaris and the bibsara, then she's not going to be tameh / asura. And so Rashi has a lashon of chatzitza. Rambam, Perek Hei, Halacha Tesayin, Aisha Sheikh Nisa Shvaferis Biprozdar, Vira Sadam Bisoha Shvaferis Tahara, Shinamar Dam Yezova Bibsara, Achatir Bibsara, Kiderech Shanoshin Raros, the Ain Derech Aisha Liris Bishvaferis. The Rambam stresses that it's not dark of a kach, it's not the Derech, it's not the normal Derech Re'ia for Dam to be Bishvaferis.
Rashi also has that language, no? At the bottom, by the last Rashi on the other. He says that I'm going to preach by Shafaris, he says
Shingarga. Although the Marshal takes that out.
Does he?
Yeah. Okay. Tosos does. The Tosos on the top of Kaveh Zimun Aleph has both formulations, or at least language, both of Darka Bekach and Nogeya Bibsara, but that could be why the Marshal takes out that Rashi. Tosus does have both. The Rambam, again, Derech Riyabakach, and the Rush as well, in Simon Beis, Paragimel Simon Beis, quotes from the Rashmi Kotzi. Rashmi Kotzi is talking about a case of a woman where the makor is uprooted, the rechem becomes detached, nekar arechem, and then there are chasichos basar that are expelled from the body, and there's dam of those chasichos basar, which is part of what comes out of the rechem. So the Rush quotes and the Rashmi quotes say that that woman is Tahora because that's not Derech Riyah. If that's analogous, Dam in Chasich Chabas is analogous to Dam Bishvaferes. And that's also, he writes, that's not the Derech Derech Riyah. What does that mean that it's not Derech Riyah? What's the... What's the focus of how we define Derech Riyah in this context? Or what's the chisaron of not Derech Riyah? So two general approaches in Achronim. The Badr Shulchan, if you want to look there, presents this in Sifkatan Lamed Hay, why it's not considered Derech Riyah. He quotes the first approach from the Divrei Chaim. It sounds Rav Chelik Beis Simon Samach Gimel, Chelik Beis Simon Samach Gimel, there in Badr Shulchan Sifkatan Lamed Hay. So the Divrei Chaim writes, Kol Iker Tumas Aisha, who be'ez yitziyah sadam me'amakor libsara shabifnim. So the moment that a woman comes to me'ah is when a dam emerges from the rachem into the prostar. It emerges from the rachem and continues flowing out through the prostar. U'masha yishav be'ez ha'mikra v'dam and it doesn't make a difference what happens to the dam once it reaches the prostar. Once it leaves the rechem, it's bibsara. So at that point, it's tame, it's mitame. And it doesn't make a difference what happens to it after that. Shekvar nit ma'isha, the woman's already tameya, even if the dam were to disappear at that point. V'cheinim lo yatsa dam derech habasa shebifnim. So the flip side of it, the flip side of saying that she becomes Tameya when it leaves the Rechem into the Prostar, is that if it never leaves the Rechem to the Prostar, even if it leaves the Rechem, then she's going to be Tahora. So if you insert a Shvaferes and the Dam never reaches the Prostar, then the woman is going to be Tahora, because the point at which the Tumah is created is the point where it moves from the Rechem into the Prostar. So according to that, if you insert a Shvaferes to the point of contact between the Prostar and the Rechem, but not into the rachem itself, it's at that point of contact such that the dam is never going to go into the prosdor, then the woman is going to be tahora. Because as long as the dam doesn't reach the prosdor, she's going to be tahora. Okay, that's the rechaim. We'll see in a few moments that Rav Shlomo Zalman in his famous suggested kula, which was never accepted even by him, Lamaisa, assumes like this approach in Derech Riyah Bekach for Dam Shofaris. The other approach...
Was just because you sound like you're making a distinction, is there a difference between in the Rechem and at the point of contact between the Rechem and the Prozdor?
Yes, he's saying you don't need to insert it, in, according to Derech Riyah, you don't need to insert it into right. The Rechem. It's sufficient to be at that point of contact.
But if you did Kabbalah,
Yeah, okay. Right. I mean, that's as opposed to the Alter Rebbe and others, which we'll talk about now, where that's not the case. The Alter Rebbe writes, Shulchan Aruch Harav Kuf Pei Ches Se'if Ches. That what's the case of Dam Shofaris? That you inserted the shofaris into the rachem, the nichnas adam bishofaris, and the dam then comes into the shofaris, the ein derech nashim liris came. That's not the derech re'ia. Mishamhachi tahora shenemar dam yiyeh zova bibsara velo bishva feres. That you insert it into the rachem, and that's what's causing the dam to come out. So that's not derech re'ia b'kach, because there's a goreim chitzoni that is coming into the rachem and taking the dam out. And that's what the ein derech re'ia b'kach is. So according to the Alter Rebbe, dam shofaris is only tar if you're actually inserting the shofaris into the rachem, such that the shofaris causes the dam to come out, it sucks it out, but it's the shofaris that's causing the dam to come out, and that's what the ein derech re'ia b'kach is. But according to the Alter Rebbe, if you were to insert it to the point of contact, but not beyond that, and the dam is coming out naturally, just however you're able to situate the shofaris, it's not going to flow into the prose, it'll flow straight into the shofaris. That's still going to be tamei, because that is considered derech re'ia b'kach. The ein derech re'ia b'kach, according to the Alter Rebbe, is that you're inserting something into the rachem, causing the dam to come out through that shofaris, which is not the natural way of a re'ia. Sabali Shulchan writes, and this is what generally assumed, that you have to be machmir. Again, we'll see. Practically, there's very little relevance of an actual dam shofaris case, but you know, if you'd have to be machmir, you have a major machlokes here on a potential sabik deraisa, so you'd have to be machmir like the Alter Rebbe. Although. Yeah. Although he says potentially you could have a kula according to that position also, that according to, he points this out in Siyun and Pei Gimel, according to the Alter Rebbe, you insert a shofaris all the way into the rachem, it causes the dam to come out, and now you have dam on the outside of the shofaris also. So he says, if the point of that ein derech re'ia b'kach is that you've caused the dam to come out in an unnatural way, and you've just absorbed it in the shofaris, but even if it's then on the outside of the shofaris and is in contact with the prosdar, it's still potentially going to be tahor, because it didn't come out through a normal derech re'ia. And he says, then you should be machmir in that direction also, even you can't accept the kula of the Alter Rebbe either. There's a interesting sheet of the Meiri, Kaf Aleph Amud Beis Dibur Maskil Haroeh. Meiri writes, Haroeh Dam Bishvaferes. V'hishech Nisa Shvaferes Lifnim. So you see dam shofaris, so you inserted the shofaris into the rechem. Do I just turn on the screen? We'll look at it together. It's just a button on the bottom of the side.
Oh.
Thanks. Bottom button. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Haro adam b'shofaris v'yishech nisa shofaris lifnim. Im hotzi rosh ha-shofaris l'chutz ad sheyotza adam derech ha-shofaris shelo b'ri'as p'nei kosli ha-rechem. So you insert a shofaris into the rechem, and then you remove the shofaris such that the dam inside doesn't come in contact with Nikosli Arachem. Ho the Yatza Nikol Makom Temeya. So there the Dam is still going to be Tame. Avalam lo Yatza Dam in a Shoferes. Elishadain who besocho Kenege Besachitzon. She'ilu hayakein b'isha afma afa b'isha liyatza l'chutz t'meya b'nida v'zava Neither kasiv dam yezavadib sarah. Bizav al kari enotame ad shayetse lachutz. So he says that if the dam leaves the rechem, sorry, leaves the body, even if it leaves bishvaferes, and then comes out, she's going to be tameya. It's only if it remains in the shvaferes that she's going to be tahora. The footnote in the Iri points out that's obviously a mechudeshik suggestion and not lahalacha. He says maybe it's medayik from the fact that it says dam bishva feres as opposed to derech shvaferes, that it's only if it remains in the shvaferes that it's going to be tahora. So the topic of Dami B'Shoferes should have been totally theoretical, Kedarko for Viermia, because how could you possibly insert a Shoferes and have all the Dam come out just to the Shoferes? Not so practical. Shlomo Zalman, in a famous article printed in Noam, Volume 7, Noam was the journal published by Rav Kasher, which has been defunct for decades, but Bishaito had many Chashuva articles from Chashuva Gedolim on timely topics. So Shlomo Zalman wrote this groundbreaking article, which was reprinted Mincha Shlomo Chelik Beis Siman Ayin Beis, Chelik Beis Siman Ayin Beis, in which he suggested a potential solution to the problem of Orthodox infertility. So we discussed the problem of Orthodox infertility in Arkhamos in the context of Reb Zera, Takanas Rebbe, and whether there are grounds to shave off a day, potentially more, from the chumros that we have to treat every woman as both a nida and a zava in order to allow a woman to potentially have tashmish within her window of ovulation, where otherwise naturally she always ovulates before the time that she's able to go to the mikvah. So Shlomo Zalman had another suggestion. Maybe you could solve the problem by inserting a shvaferes. So if you insert a shvaferes in an effective way, and the woman is only going to have the dam emerge, her regular dam nida, but it's only going to emerge bishvaferes, then she should be tahora. So Shlomo Zalman makes a couple assumptions for this to even get off the ground. Assumption number one is that the heter, or the exclusion of dam b'shvaferes, applies even if it touches the entrance of the rachem, it doesn't have to go into the rachem. Like what we quoted from the Divrei Chaim against the Alter Rebbe, because it's practically impossible to actually insert a shoferes into the Rechem. But Rosh Hashanah is also assuming for these purposes that the definition of the Rechem includes the cervix, because you can't even really insert... you can't really insert a shaferes. So he assumes that the definition of rachem includes the cervix, and he assumes that you only have to have the shaferes touch the entrance of the cervix, and therefore, he assumes therefore the prostor is the area right outside of the cervix, which is a chumra when it comes to damak, as we discussed previously. And most assume that the rechem is only what we call the uterus and not the cervix. And therefore, there's just about no medical procedure where you make an insertion into the rechem that's more than 15 millimeters. But there are procedures where something's inserted into the cervix. So whether it's on the zamen, if the cervix is part of the rechem, so that could end up being a chumra for dam maka purposes. But for these purposes, he suggested that if you insert a shofaris up to the entrance to the cervix and all the dam comes out that way, then maybe the woman should be tahora. Now, even when he made this suggestion, he said, still, we can't rely on this for the raisas. And he at least required treating the woman as a nida, the raisa, meaning that she wouldn't have to count shivin akiyim, but she'd have to go to the mikveh after 7 days, as long as the dam, she's not seeing dam anymore. So that was his suggestion, la'alacha v'la'lamaisa, that maybe Dan Sheferis could solve the problem of Orthodox infertility. Shlomo Zalman's position wasn't accepted, and he himself says that you shouldn't rely on this l'maisa, aside from the fact that it's practically difficult to implement, even if the halachic theory would have been accepted. And as we mentioned previously, nowadays there are many more less invasive and easier interventions to solve this problem, where in almost all situations, medical treatments are sufficient to alter the ovulation schedule in such a way that a woman should be able to conceive. But that was the potential relevance of the Amos Shafaris. Two generations ago, Rav Shlomo Zalman made this suggestion. Okay, let's just make a few observations about Yoledes, which is the beginning of Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalet. As we saw last time, Kuf Tzadi Dalet Bey is a Psichos HaKev Lodam. But go back to Kuf Tzadi Dalet Aleph. So the Mechaber begins Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalet with Lashon HaTor, which is Yoledes Afilu Lo Ras Adam Tamea Kenida. That if a woman gives birth, even if she doesn't see any dam, she still is Tamea Kenida. So the priest is bothered. Sivkatan Beis, what do you mean Afilu Lo Ras Adam? Iyashu Psichos HaKev Lodam. That's the Psak of Mechaber the Ramah in Seif Beis. So what's the case? Yoledes Afilu Lo Ras Adam, it's impossible Lo Ras Adam. And Psichos HaKev Lodam. So he says either the Lashon HaTor is Lekuli Alma, even if you assume that Ein, even if you assume, like the Rambam, that Esha Psichos HaKev Lodam, but Lemaisa, there's going to be Tumas Yoledes, even if there is no Dam. Or he's talking about a Mitzias where there's a Nafel, the Din of Yoledes applies to Hapala also. The Nafel is so small that the Rechem didn't open wide enough for it to be considered a Psichos HaKefer. And the Sidur HaTaras has a Sivkatan Dalid. That, yeah, we're not talking about a Mitzias, but that's a true statement. In theory, even if Lo Ras Adam, even if in practice there's no such Mitzias, or we're talking about the based or the Tai people that don't have Dam. Okay. So the Mechaber continues, Yoledes Afilu Lo Ras Adam Tamei Kenida, Ben Yalda Chai, Ben Yalda Meis, Vafilu Nefel, Vekama Yimei Tumasa. Achshav is manazeh, kol yoldos, chashuvos, yoldos, vizov, vitzrichos, lispor, shiva, nikim. So, in theory, me'ikar adin, midin Torah, there may be something called dam koshi, which is dam that's connected to the leda, which isn't tamei per se. In practice, we treat every woman as yoledes b'ziva, meaning we treat her as if the dam that comes out associated with Leda is dam ziva, and therefore she has to go through a tara process not only as a yoledes, but as a zava as well. Nimseis omer, sheyoledes zachar yosheves shiva l'leda v'zayim l'nekiyim l'ziva, yoledes nekeva yosheves shu'ayim l'leda v'zayim nekiyim l'ziva. So as far as Tumas Yoledes is 7 for zachar and 14 for nekeva. Tumas Ziva would be 7 for everybody. Machlokas Abaye v'Rava on Daf Lamed Zayin. Can you double dip? Can you count the Yemei Ziva within the Yemei Tumas Yoledes? If a woman sapsing dam from the get-go, she doesn't see any dam right after Leda, can she immediately count Shivanakiyam and let that overlap with the count of 7 or 14 days Lituma? So that's Machlokas Abaye v'Rava. Rov Rishon and Paskin like Rava, which is a Sakh and Shulchan Aruch that emerges later in the Siman more clearly, that you can double dip, that the Yemei Ziva can be included in the count of Yemei Tumas Leda. Rabbeinu Tam, there on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Diber Maskal Abaye, Paskin's like Abaye. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's one of the Al Kagams. Right? The Lamed, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is Leda. Rabbeinu Tam is a minority opinion of Rishon, that Paskin's like Abaye, that you can't double dip, and you'd have to count an additional Shivanakiyam for Ziva after the 7 or 14 days of Tumas Yoledes. So we'll come back in a few moments to one possible residence of that Chitas Rabbeinu Tam. And then the Mechaber tells us, as we know, I'm sorry, right. So the Mechaber writes here, Lo Rasa Ben Olin Sviyas Ibasa, that's like Rava, as we said. Fine. And then the Ramah quotes places that have the following minhag that the Rambam already was very critical of. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tesvav, so it's already attributed to Gaonim. So the Din Torah is that for Zachar, the woman's Tameya for 7 days. Any dam that she sees after the 7 days is dam toar, and midin Torah, that is not tamei blood. And therefore, even if a woman keeps on seeing dam between day 7 and day 33, as long as she's already gone to the mikvah for her tumas leda, she's mataras levaila. That dam toar is not dam tamei. That's why it's called dam toar. And for a woman, it would be between day 4, a girl would be between day 14 and day 80. As we saw, our practice going back for centuries is that we are not goal of Dam Toar. We treat any Dam, even during that window, as Dam Tamei. And we mentioned at the beginning of the year, according to the Ramban, that's an extension of Chumra Benos Yisrael. And according to the Rambam, that's Miminag, and different communities have different Hagim. But either way, Klai Yisrael accepted upon themselves one way or another, whether you can attribute it to the Amoraim or to the Gonim. By the period of the Rishonim, it was relatively well spread, and by after the Rambam, probably universal, that we treat Dam Toar L'chumra as, in practice, as Dam Tamei. But the Midin Torah, a woman is mutares from day 7 to day 40, even if she still sees Dam. So the Rambam refers to this minhag going back to some Gaonim, that even though that's true, but Yoledes Achar, Lo Tishamish Mitasat Sofer Baim, even if you have no Dam, and even if you went to the mikvah and you ostensibly are fully Torah, Isser Tashrish Atzofar Baim, you let this Negeva Acher Shmonim. The Alpha Pishala Rastam El Besach HaShiva. Even if the woman saw no blood after the first 7 days postpartum, it's still a minhag not to have Tashmish until day 40, day 80. Says the Rambam, Ein Zan Minhag Elatos, Hibos, and Achuvos. It's not a minhag, it's a tos. The Derech Minos, the Osan Amakomos, Uminat Stukin Lamdu Dabrazat. So not just is this not a minhag, not only is it a tos, but it comes from the tzdukim. How does it come from the tzdukim? The Beis Yosef explains that the tzdukim understood the pasuk teshev b'dmei tahara is that she has to stay in that state and she can't be metar herself during the period of dam tohar. The Rambam says this is min hatzdukim. U'mitzvah la'kufan k'dei lahotzi mi'liban u'laksil l'divrei chachamim she'tis par shivus yimei nekiyim b'lvad k'mo she'be'yarnu. So the Rambam was not a fan of this minhag, to say the least. Beis Yosef quotes this from the Marik and from the Rivash. The Marik is in Sharish Kuf Mem Dalid. The Marik quotes it from the Tanya Rabasi. Tanya Rabasi was a contemporary or generation after the Shibali Aleket in Italy. There's some discussion as to who the Mechaber was, but the Maria Kosis from the Tanya Rabasi refers to this as a practice of the Loazim, whoever those were, the Italians. And both the Marik and the Rivash are not fans of the Minhag, but they don't think you need to be mocha. The Rivash says the reason for the minhag was, or at least to explain, justify where the minhag could have come from, Rivash Simon Mem, that since it's natural for a postpartum woman to bleed a lot, there's a lot of bleeding in the weeks following, the potential for bleeding in the weeks following the Leda. So we're concerned, or the minhag developed because people were concerned that women would have more dam and lava daite wouldn't be in their consciousness. And therefore, this minhag developed that everyone should be poresh for that whole period of 40 or 80 days. Darkei Moshe in Os Gimel suggests that maybe this minhag reflects some resonance of the Shita Rabbeinu Tam that we pass in like Abaye on Daf Lamed Zayin. The Darkei Moshe writes in Kotzer Os Gimel, yeah, here it is. Smarva goes, Smarva is called to after be shakal go'onim choker ben atam, no good bitzar for sahakmiker ben atam. So even though all the other go'onim vishonim arguing ben atam, the Minigan friends was to be machmir like her ben atam, lomar, dain olin, that a woman has to count both 7 or 14 days for tumas leda, and then an additional 7 days for tumas ziva postpartum. Then came, Hoil ve'enan olin yimei aleda, afa b'she'en aroa ben, imkei lididan she'en nogin be'beis tfilos, pasha she'tzricha lahamte milispor shevinakiyim, ad achar mem yom lezachar, unakeva pei yom. So says the Darkei Moshe, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the woman should have to be tovelis twice. Go to the mikvah once at the end of the yimei, Tumas Leda, 714, and another time after the next 7 days of Tumas Ziva. Nowadays, our practice, and that was the practice that we have from the Bali Tosos, we referenced Shabbos Yud Gimel, there was a period where the times of Eliyahu that women would go to the mikvah twice, one li mei tamasa, and one livusa, one li mei libuna, that she go to the mikvah once when she's Torah min Torah, and then once a second time when she's Torah in practice with all the chumras of the Gnosis Altakonis Rebbe. So that's not our practice. So if that's not our practice, so then you only go to the mikvah at the end of period two. And somehow that morphed into this minhag of not having tashmish until after 40 or 80 days and not going to the mikvah until that point. So the Taz doesn't like this in Sukkot and Gimel Yavin Arichas, that this doesn't really fit, or it's not really justified why that should create such a minhag. But therefore that which in practice, that which the Rama reports here in Kufsari Dalid, that there was such a minhag already recorded by Rishonim, not aware of any place that has such a practice in recent centuries. My right, Zachar Zayin, Zachar Yudal Nekeba, Mitar Sabayla Miyad, Meyachar Shesafar Zayin Nekeba, Lavazar Rasa Miyu. Yesh Mekoma, Shinoge, Jain Tovlin, Toch, Mem, Lazakar, Shwan, Lenekeba, Vein Lahatir, Vemakam, Shinogu, Lahakmi Rivash, Amakam Shay Minog, Ein Lahakmi Klau, Raf Miyad, Shalarasa Dam, Akar Zayin, Lazakar, Yudal Nekeba, Safar Zayin Nekeba, Mutares, Lebaila. Aval, Im Kazar Rasa, Filatiba, Zamkar Fardo, Timea, Avagadim in the rice Adam Tarhu, for Pasha and Mini, Bakal Yisrael, Shane Bol and Adam Tar, Vidino, Kishar, Adam, Bakal Dovar. So Adam Tar doesn't really help us these days. Yeah.
Does the Ramah explain, even if we're combining the two tefillahs in one to make it easier, so having done the 41 and the 14?
So, well, it wouldn't be, you mean 14 for Zachar, because it could end up taking longer, and then 40 is a good demarcation. I mean, it's, the lush is nishtar of a minute, that it's kind of putting a few things together that don't quite add up, and that's the Taz's observation here in Sifkat and Gimel, that none of this really adds up to explain the minute. Lemaisa, it's in most situations, a woman postpartum is going to have blood for a few weeks anyway. It's rare for women to stop bleeding within a few weeks of having a baby, and there are often complications due to makos that are created at the time of labor, or stitches, or the sensitivity of the area. So there are always potential for complications and a long time to become tahora. Immediately postpartum. So the theory of 7 to 14 days, and the fact that the Ikar that in Paskin, like Rava, and therefore a woman potentially could be Torah within 7 to 14 days, in practice that never happens. Yeah.
That would require a Hefsek Tara?
It would require Hefsek Tara in a regular Tara process, right?
And
Shiv Nikim for Zivasa. Okay, so let's just start the Sugya Dam Basulim, and then Ritz Hashem will try to make headway and try to finish tomorrow. So Min HaTorah, Dam Basulim, should not be Mitame, not Aser woman, because it's not Dam Min Harefa. However, Midrabanan, there is a restriction posed by Dam Basulim. That begins with the Mishnah on Samach Daled Amud Beis, beginning of Perek Tinokes. I assume the call is past us already? Samach Daled?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Mishnah says, Tinokes Tilo Gias Mano Liros, if you have a minor, under Bas Mitzvah girl, who is not expected to see regular Dan yet, she hasn't begun seeing Dam. Vinises, but she gets married anyway. Beishami Omrim Nostin La Arba Leilas. Beishami says that she can freely engage in Tashmish for 4 nights. And even if she sees Dam, you can attribute that to Dam Bisulim. And only after that, you have to be concerned that it's Dam Tame. Beisola Omrim Achit Tichya Maka. Beisola says there's no absolute shear at Achit Tichya Maka until the Maka created by breaking the Basulim is healed. Whatever the details are, not for us now. Igiyas Manoliros, if a woman is already of age, she's bas mitzvah, but she hasn't seen Dam yet, then he says, Bishami Nosan Lila Rishona, Bishami says that she has a free pass for the first night. Besalomrim Amos Ishadis. Arba Leilas. So she can freely yage in Tashmish 4 nights until Motzei Shabbos, Sulanises Bervi. So 4 nights takes it to Motzei Shabbos. Rasa Vodim Vesadia. If she's already Gedola and she already saw Dam previously, Bishami Omen Nosna Bilas Mitzvah. Bishami says she's allowed to engage in Bilas Mitzvah and then you have to stop. Vesela says she can freely engage in Tashmish the entire first night. And then the Gemara on Samachay of the Bays has the position of Rav Shmuel. Of Boel Bilaso Parish. That you're allowed to be Boel Bilas Mitzvah. And that's it. About two-thirds of the way down the short lines. Halacha Boel Bilas Mitzvah U Parish. So most Rishonim understand that Rav Shmuel are adding a Chumrah onto the Mishnah. Because we would have expected the Paskin like Beis Hillel, that a regular woman who's of age and already has seen Dam is Muteres B'Tashmish Kol Halayla Kula. And along come Rav Shmuel and say, no, Bo'el Bilas Mitzvah Uparish. That's all we allow you. Because once you're Boel Bilas Mitzvah, there's going to be Dam Besulim. We're Machner on Dam Besulim that asks a woman. And therefore, Boel Bilas Mitzvah U Parish. The Rambam didn't seem to understand the way, because the Rambam quotes all the Babas in the Mishnah Kitzurasan, beginning in Perek Hey Halacha Yudches. Dam Besulim Tarhu, the Eino Lo Dam Nida Velo Dam Ziva. It's a different category. She'ena Min HaMakor, Elek Bo Dam Chabura. So in principle, it's like Dam Maka. Keitha Dina Besula B'damim. Imni Seis Ketana Bein Laras Dam Yamea Bein Sharas Dam Beis Aviya Harezim Itarza Bailat Shetech Yamaka. Halacha Yates, Nises, Kishinara, etc. And Rastam Vesavia, Vachagach Nises, Ein lo lava ola, ela bila rishona, uparesh, via dam besulim zek, ilu hi, tchilas nida. That if she already was seeing dam Vesavia, and now she gets married, she's a gadola, she's used to seeing dam, so then, bol bilas mitzvah, uparesh. The rabbi's masik beishami use that. Oh, bilas mitzvah parish. That sounds like beishami the Mishnah, because Beis Hillel says kol alai lekula. And Bashami says, Nosin la Dilas mitzvah. Says the Magen Mishnah, V'nira didas rabbeinu b'zeh u'mashikasa v'gemara, d'rav v'shmuel d'amri tarvayu, Allah habol b'ilas mitzvah parish, u'mefarish la, v'giyaz mana liros, v'raza v'es avia. V'amri sham inu, d'amr k'rabbe seinu, d'tanya, chaz rabbe seinu v'nimnu, sh'yabo b'ilas mitzvah u parish, that Rabbi Shmuel are going on that seer of Rasa Beis Avia. And that's the case where he passed in Bo Bilas Mitzvah Parish. I mean, according to Rav Yishonim, Rabbi Shmuel say Bo Bilas Mitzvah Parish is across the board, that we don't accept any of the Babas in the Mishnah Halacha, that we always say Bo Bilas Mitzvah Parish. According to the Rambam, Rabbi Shmuel are modifying the third Bava in the Mishnah of Rasa V'Oda B'Veis Avia. And there we say, Bo'al b'ilas mitzvah u parish. Okay, so we'll have to discuss why should this be the case? Why is there more of a chumra of dam besulim than dam makkah in general? So I guess we'll leave that for tomorrow. Does anyone know if your shechtu is going to make a word tomorrow? Or that'll be announced tomorrow.
Yes.
So that's if he gives, it'll be 5:45. Fine. So that's like this. If Hershachtu gives a chibur tomorrow, then we'll have shir at 4. That makes sense.
I don't just find
that out. Email the chibur. But I mean, if Hershachtu gives tomorrow, we'll do at 4. And if not, we'll do it at 5. How's that? Okay, I'll just, I reserve the right to go an hour and a half tomorrow if necessary to finish up.